Imperator's Opening Statement. Christian Bernard, FRC, Imperator of the Rosicrucian Order Amorque. In this reading of Imperator Christian Bernard's opening remarks at the World Convention in San Jose, marking 100 years of Amorque in America, he announces the opening of the historic time capsule and the placing of a new capsule in the Sphinx at Rosicrucian Park.
Dear Fraters and Sorors, we have now, at long last, arrived at the solemn moment that all of us have been waiting for. Welcome to you, and may I express appreciation for your energy in giving your all on the mystical, human, and material planes in order to be here at this World Convention, which I declare officially open. I am very moved by being here, in Rosicrucian Park. I was 14 years old when I visited this remarkable place for the first time. Since then, I have come back for different events on many occasions. What moves me all the more is that I know this is the last time I shall preside over a world convention in San Jose as Imperator. If, in years to come, an international convention comes to be organized here again, and if my age and my health permit it, I shall be taking part as just a member of Amorque. But in the meanwhile, other Grand Lodges will be having the honor of organizing this wonderful fraternal gathering. Members of Amorque, friends and guests, I now invite you all to be witness to the solemn act that I am going to carry out, just as did Harvey Spencer Lewis in his time. On July 11, 1934, our Imperator placed in this Sphinx some documents, not secret or mysterious ones, but ones bearing witness to the Rosicrucian principles. Frequently in recent years, I have thought about these records and wondered what they contained, and also whether they had come down through the years in good condition. I had no idea what these documents were, as we have found no trace of a list in the archives of the Supreme Grand Lodge. Such questions resulted in my supporting the proposal made by Grand Master Soror Julie Scott to open up the Sphinx at our World Convention. I had concerns, however, about what we were going to find, and for this reason I asked our soror to carry out a check on the contents in advance. In accordance with my instructions, and with great care and discretion, this was done. My intuition had been right, because unfortunately it was very difficult to draw up an inventory. The writings had not withstood the passage of time and the climate. Having been examined, they have been put back in their original place and are awaiting my symbolic opening of the Sphinx's repository. From what we have found and been able to work out, there were some monographs on the basic Rosicrucian principles and a Rosicrucian Digest from 1934. In a few moments, I am going to remove the capsule and give it to the Colombe standing by me. Then, at the end of our ceremony, it will be passed on to the Grand Master, whose task it will be to officially place the capsule containing the documents on display in the Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum so that you can view it over the next few days. I shall then be putting in new documents contained in a special capsule designed to last at least 100 years as follows: a copy of the Mastery of Life, the Rosicrucian Code of Life, the two Rosicrucian manifestos, the Positio and the Apollatio, and the sealed monograph of the first mailing. In addition, there will be a certificate signed by all the Grand Masters and administrators at the most recent meeting of the Supreme Grand Lodge in October 2014. I shall then be calling forward each Grand Master and administrator and giving them a capsule already containing some documents, but with the task of adding texts in their own respective languages to these. They are then to place these documents somewhere within their Grand Lodge or administration, just as I am now going to do here. I am entrusting them with choosing the most suitable place for Rosicrucians of the future to be able to find them.